In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It might seem strange or a contradiction to be simultaneously hated and poor. And yet, that's what comes through in these readings. That simultaneously, the life of the disciple consists of one that, or in which you'll encounter hatred and also poverty. The epistle says, "Wonder not if the world hates you." So it tells us as much. The Lord tells us as much. That the world would hate us just as it hated him. So you are loved and hated. Perhaps hated because you are loved. And loved in part because we're poor feeble, blind, lame. To be aware of our need is not a bad place to be, because the Lord is attracted to that and draws us in, invites you to the feast, sits you at his table. And in our poverty, the Lord fills us up. When a world is colored by pride, which mocks truth and accuses it of being hate, all the while proclaiming to love, while it mocks, intimidates, oppresses, and kills, what are we to do? The response will be to love. In the midst of that hatred and out of our poverty, we are encouraged to love. Because it's the one that loves who lives. And if we carry around in our own hearts any semblance of hatred, the reading tells us that there we abide in death. And so we're encouraged. We're encouraged to love, not in word and speech, word and tongue as the translation has here, but in deed and in truth, in our actions, by laying down our life. Because the one who carries hatred is effectively a murderer, according to our readings. And the murderer is the one who strangely loses life, but the martyr is the one who gains it. So one thing is clear. This is not a time for excuses. This great line from St. Teresa of Avila. She says, "The world is burning. Now is not the time to talk of unimportant things." I love that line. We talk of important things, and we don't make excuses. Whether we have a new farm, or a new yoke of oxen, or a new wife. These are perhaps metaphors for us. The response for us is to draw close to Christ in the wedding feast. Because the Father invites, and other passages in Scripture point this out, that the feast is the wedding banquet of his Son. Come to the feast of my Son. And as soon as the invitation comes, come to my party. The response, both out there and often in here, is like, "Yeah, no thanks, hard pass. I'll catch you next time." It's possible to make all kinds of excuses for why we don't love well, why we are hesitant or fearful to lay down our life. The excuses could be all sorts of them. This one persecutes me. This one doesn't love me. This one doesn't agree with me. But if we make excuses for why we cannot love well, for why we're hesitant or fearful to lay down our life, it's not all that different from the excuses made in our gospel for why they can't attend the Father's feast. And it looks just as silly. G.K. Chesterton asks, what's wrong with the world? It's a question that we would all ask ourselves. You don't have to look very far. You turn on the news. What's wrong with the world? But the answer he gives is, I am. Now, I would say that in the parish, and the parishioners would be like, yeah, that's right, Father. You are the problem. I was like, no, that's not what I mean. This is something that we can all do. What's wrong with the world? I am. This is not to minimize other problems. We know that they are out there and that they are many. But when we ask the question this way and humbly recognize our poverty, it puts us squarely in front of the one problem with the world that we have immediate influence over. My own heart. And when brought to him and offered with his sacred heart to the Father for his glory, then starting with my heart, for however brief a moment, the world is set right. And Christ is King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.